Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The U.S. Post Office allows its customers to mail many things besides a simple letter, but the largest object ever moved through the U.S. mail system was a bank. Not all at once, of course, but brick by brick. In 1913, the Post Office created its parcel post service to ship packages cheaply from door to door. The new service was ideal for rural areas, and the residents of Utah's remote Uinta Basin took full advantage, using it to mail food, tools, auto parts, copper ore, even cement. So in 1916, when William Horace Coulthart faced the task of getting bricks to build the new Bank of Vernal, he turned to the parcel post service. The bricks that Coulthart wanted were made in Salt Lake City, located less than 150 miles from Vernal as the crow flies, but much further by freight route. Conventional freight would cost four times more than the bricks were actually worth, so Coulthart ingeniously mailed them instead for less than half the price. He ordered 80,000 bricks from the manufacturer, who carefully wrapped each one separately in newspaper and packaged them in crates weighing 50 pounds each. 40 tons of bricks were thus mailed one ton at a time. The mail route from Salt Lake to Vernal was a circuitous 400 miles. The bricks were sent by railroad to Mat, Colorado, where the shipments were then transferred to narrow gauge rail headed to Watson, Utah. The last leg was a 65-mile haul by wagon and cable ferry to Vernal. The post offices were overwhelmed by the bricks, and the many delays and aggravations along the route reverberated all the way back to Washington. As a result, national postal regulations were quickly amended, and to clarify the new rules, the Postmaster General wrote that it is not the intent of the United States Postal Service that buildings be shipped through the mail. But the new rules came too late to stop the shipments already underway. In the end, all 40 tons of bricks were delivered to Coulthart to build his new Bank of Vernal. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.